the CEO, Dr. Paul Burton, tells ABC's Good Morning America.
So we'll know from laboratory tests in the next couple of weeks just how effective the vaccines are against this variant. If we need to manufacture a Omicron-specific variant, it's going to take some weeks. You know, 2 to 3 months is probably what we're looking at to be able to really begin to test it and manufacture it.
Nations around the world suspending flights to and from countries in southern Africa, where the variant first emerged, even as cases are showing up in more nations, including those indicating local spread. World Health Organization head Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
Omicron's very emergence is another reminder that although many of us might think we're done with COVID-19, it's not done with us.
President Biden, who is soon to address the nation, is to call for people to get vaccinated if they haven't already done so, and those who are to get boosters. University of Pittsburgh Medical Center Medical Director of Infectious Prevention and Hospital Epidemiology, Dr. Graham Snyder, agrees.
Vaccinations provide really strong protection against serious complications. Again, I think that they will offer protection against Omicron. The question is, will it be the full protection we see against Delta or attenuated in some way?
Organizers of next month's Miss Universe pageant in Israel say one of the contestants has tested positive for the coronavirus. Israeli authorities have said they'll go ahead with holding the pageant despite the rapidly spreading new variant. PGA officials say that Lee Elder, the first black golfer to play in the Masters, has died at 87. Stocks are up after last Friday's sell-off, the Dow up 175, the S&P has gained 53. This is AP News. The rain has stopped in the northwest, but the threat of flooding remains. Matthew Cullen with the National Weather Service in the area says two towns near the Canadian border in Washington state have been hit hard.
That was some of where the water was actually kind of overflowing the banks at Everson and actually impacting areas to the north, such as the town of Sumas and up that way.
National Weather Service says Bellingham recorded nearly 12 inches of rain as of midnight last night, an all-time record for the month. Negotiators gathering in Vienna to resume efforts to revive Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, with hopes of quick progress muted after the arrival of a hardline new government in Tehran, which led to more than 5 months hiatus. Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey is stepping down as CEO, leaving the company's board when his term expires next year. He'll be succeeded by Twitter's current chief of technology. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.